I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick Walenda. Nick's been by the show a bunch of times over the years. You know, a seventh generation high wire daredevil. You know, the tightrope, the cable. It is the Guinness records, the tragedies and triumphs. It's terrifying, and it's a fantastic life. Like, when you really look into it, when I read his book, you know, and after the fall with his family, you know, there was, I'll have to get it from there. I can't remember the exact number of people on the rope that day practicing for this upcoming, and they fell. His sister was terribly injured, and it produced the fear in him for the first time in his life since he was a little boy. He'd been walking on tight ropes. He's done it all. 11 Guinness World Records, from volcanoes to between buildings to, you know, every conceit, the wheel of death, it goes on and on. And he'd never felt the fear. He'd never had to deal with that part. And then he did. Then it came for him, the anxiety, the crippling fear. And that's where people, I don't think, understand the game. And I didn't either until I read the book, was that it's all in what you're willing to do, what you're willing to believe, and what you can control of yourself. It is one thing to have the physical prowess to balance. It's another thing to have the mental strength to do it. That we all have that friend, or we all have that fear. My buddy Big E, 6'5" weightlifter. I've seen him bench 400 pounds. No, way more than that, 500. And he is terrified of a still snake.
Yeah.
Like, if he was in his truck and you threw a snake in there and locked the doors, like, he would kick the windshield out getting out.
Yeah.
Crying. I have friends who can't stand on the side of buildings. You can't go over a bridge and look.
Like, I don't prefer it.
And it doesn't mean you're a pussy. It just means these are the things that are
in your head.
Mentally. It's all mental, man, right?
Born January 24th in Sarasota, Florida, he is a seventh generation member of the legendary family, the Flying Walendas. After starting his professional career at age 13, he now holds 11 Guinness World Records, has crossed the Grand Canyon, hung from a helicopter in Branson, walked 25 stories over Times Square. He was the first person to cross Niagara Falls and cross the active Masaya volcano in Nicaragua. In June 11th through July 24th, he returns to where he performed his record-breaking stunt of dangling by his jaw from a helicopter 200 feet in the air at Silver Dollar City. Please welcome Nick Walenda.
Mr. Nick Walenda, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Gunn?
Hey, man, I hear you're going to be just down the road in Silver Dollar City soon.
I am. I'm excited about it, too. It's going to be an awesome summer.
Dude, that'll be fun for you, because this is something you've never done this before, have you?
You know, I haven't for a long time, that's for sure. And when the phone rang and it was Silver Dollar City on the other end, it was funny. I had a conversation with my wife, and she's like, of course we're going to do it. Are you serious? This is the way we grew up. This is going to be an awesome summer. So
sure it is.
I will say Silver Dollar City is my favorite amusement park in the country, and I've been to all of them. I've performed at most of them. I broke world records at several of them, but there's just something about that park that is super special.
No, dude, you're down near the lake, and I'm sure they're going to get you a cool place to stay. Like, you know, I know you'll be doing shows every day, but, you know, when you do have a little time off, it will be a fantastic summer.
Absolutely. It sure will. And again, we did this it's been 10 years now. In fact, June 15th will be my 10-year anniversary of walking across Niagara Falls, which is crazy that it goes by so fast. But when I walked over Niagara Falls, I was actually performing at Silver Dollar City. I flew out. and did that walk and then flew back in.
God, that was weird. Going back over some of the stunts, like, you know, the volcano will always be, because I have a fascination with volcanoes. And the fact that I do know enough to know that it's a ridiculous idea to cross a volcano for a million different reasons, and not just because it's hot, but mostly, in my estimation, is because the fact that you shouldn't have even been able to hold on to your consciousness or see through your eyes with all the sulfuric acid and the burning and the toxic fumes, and then you're still crossing a volcano, and then you're also got the fear, right?
Yeah, you know, that's right. And that really is what my life and my career has been about, is facing my fears. And those fears come and go. I was listening to your intro, and, you know, there was a time in my life that I had no fear at all. I think when we're younger, we tend to be fearless. But as accidents have happened, as I've come across situations, they have created these moments of fear that have become real in my life. And, you know, one of the things that I love about what I do is I'm able to overcome those fears, but not on my own necessarily, but in front of millions of people on national TV often, and in hopes, to be honest with you, to help others to overcome the fears that they might be facing in their life. Because the truth is, there's no one that's fearless. We all deal with fears one way or another.
Right. That's a fact. And I've had this discussion with people, because fear is the most debilitating thing you can have in your life. It's the thing that makes, when you find someone angry, like super mad, most of the time it's all based in fear. They're afraid of something, and that manifests itself as anger.
That's right. Yeah, often insecurities can lead to anger, and which come from fear. Yeah. Fear of being accepted. And again, it comes in every shape and form, and we all deal with it one way or another. And it's how we deal with it is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and you got to remember to tell yourself, and I wish somebody had told me this early on, it's like, look, failure is just is what you do until you become this giant success in everybody's eyes. Like, failure is just what happens over and over and over again. And as long as you don't quit, at some point, the odds are going to come to you that, man, you actually may show up on top of it one day. And that's the way you got to live. If you'd rather sit at home and never fail, then that's what you'll get.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. My buddy John Maxwell says all the time, fail forward.
Yeah.
And the truth is, if we can fail forward, we will continue on and succeed and achieve our dreams. But so many people fail and they step backwards. And it's so important that you can grasp the reality of we can fail forward. And what I've learned in my career and really rubbing shoulders with some of the greatest in the world and most successful people, which is a huge, huge blessing to me and sort of surreal, to be honest, of where I am, is that everybody that is extremely successful has experienced much failure in their lives in order to achieve the success that they have.
Yes, without a doubt. Without it, every successful person I've ever met in my life, when you really dig into the story, it was just a series of really hard failure. And not one of them, I mean, not one, was just an instant, bam, boom, everything worked out perfectly.
That's right, yep.
I was thinking about this. I was watching you on the Wheel of Death. If you're just joining the show, the great Nick Willenda, seventh generation. You think about this. By the way, you're the first generation of Willendas in Italy?
No, Germany, actually.
Germany.
Started in actually Bohemia, eventually moving to Germany and then coming over to the U.S. in 1928.
Golly. And you think about this. And you know, generation. How many generations do you think this will go? I mean, do you believe with your heart it'll continue?
I do, actually. I have nieces and nephews that are currently performing, and they're very good performers, in fact. And I believe it'll continue on. They are the eighth generation. And, you know, there's something about what we do that almost is ingrained in us. People often say it must be in your blood. It's in your genes. And the reality is, after 200-plus years of doing what we do, I truly think it is.
Yes.
It is not an occupation. It's not a job. It's our passion. It's what we love doing, as strange as that sounds.
No, you have your own culture. You really do. You have a tight-knit family that sticks together, that earns their money together, that takes their risks together. And there's a bond there that you know, it's a bond that can't be broken.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We certainly have a family that's close. You know, one of the blessings of what we do is we often or do our best to live every day like it's our last. And I think it's so important that everybody grasps the reality of that, because we risk our lives for a living. So it helps us maybe it makes it more real to us. But the honest truth is, every time you get in a car, I have a friend who lost his life last weekend in a car accident.
Oh, I'm
it was
sorry.
Obviously unexpected. But the reality is, we never know when we're going to take our last breath. And if we can live our life that way, I think we can live such a fulfilling life, because it's easier to forgive quicker. It's easier to get over situations. If the reality in your mind is, hey, this could be my last day on earth, so I don't want to regret my last day on earth.
That's right. That's right. And I don't want to sit around worrying about something that might happen that probably won't, but could. You go, okay, listen, that's how you're going to live? Or you're just going to go get some good stories under your belt. Go take some chances. And I'm not everybody has to be you, Nick. It doesn't mean you have to do something that would physically harm you. It just means go do whatever it is you feel like you want to do.
That's right. Yep. And live life and love a little more and forgive quicker. And, you know, I think those things are so important in order for all of us to succeed. I have friends that hold grudges, and it seems like their lives are always grasped somehow, and they're tied up into a knot. And they're not able to proceed and move forward because they're continually holding back on something that happened in the past rather than letting go of that and moving on. You know, it's all about how we react to the situations that we're faced with in life. We had a tragic accident. You talked about it in the intro in 2017 where 8 of us were on the wire. That pyramid collapsed. 5 close family members and friends fell to the ground. My sister nearly lost her life. My aunt nearly lost her life. And through that situation, I remember my sister coming out of a coma after 2 weeks. And the day she came out of a coma, jaw wired shut, couldn't talk, but she could draw. And she could barely draw because her hand was actually numb. She had an issue with a nerve in her shoulder. And she was barely holding this pen. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to get back on that wire. And this thing is not going to keep us down. This accident's only going to make us stronger. And she just said it in a sum of words. And it was hard to read. And it was scratchy writing. But the reality is her mindset, because it's been ingrained in us, that you can take every situation and turn it for good, even when it feels like the worst situation in the world. I believe that great things can come from those situations. And the reality is, in our lives, it always has. And in fact, my sister, 2 years after that accident, walked across Times Square with me, walking a cable higher and longer than anything she'd ever walked in her career, which, again, inspired others, which to me, it's all about giving back to others. If I can use my life to help others through their tragic situations, or if I can use my tragedy to help others through their tragic situation. And really my family, my entire family has that mindset of let's use what we have and the gifts that we've been blessed with to hopefully inspire others. And the truth is this summer at Kids Fest at Silver Dollar City, that's what our show is. It's you're going to see what we call a Zirkus, which is German for circus, my family heritage, of course, but it's Nick Willenda's Zirkus. It'll be at the Opera House. I think it's June 11th through
the 24th of July.
July 24th. And, you know, that show will not only show the skills that we've learned, but also there'll be a storyline that will hopefully inspire others and motivate others and tell a little bit of the story of what we've dealt with in hopes that people leave there not only impressed, but leave inspired.
Yeah, no, I'm going to jump on the bike, grab my girl, and come down and see the show and catch up with you. Just because I'm like, man, I want to see it. Because I've seen you on television. I've seen you on videos. I've seen you over and over again through the media, but never in person. I'm like, man, I want to say that I saw that.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that. I look forward to meeting you. In fact, one of the things that is so important to me is after every performance, unless I'm not feeling well for some reason, but I do a meet and greet with the audience. And people are always shocked because I've been blessed with this incredible brand and, you know, 5 incredibly successful TV specials, et cetera, et cetera. But I will personally be out in front of that opera house after every performance that I'm able, shaking hands and hopefully, again, having one-on-one conversations with others and hopefully using the blessings and gifts that I've been given with to help inspire others.
You need me to be part of the show, tightrope walk, to be in the trapeze, anything like that?
Absolutely. You know, I have a motorcycle on a wire, and I know you're a rider, so maybe we'll get you up on that bike.
I'll give it a go. I'll give it a try. I'll tell you, it is so much fun to watch these things and people to be able to do things like this. And we all have a fascination with the tightrope and with the wire and with the name Willenda. You know, it is a part of this world that I hope we never lose, because it is a fantastic thing. I consider it to be like barnstorming, you know, when you see those guys in the acrobatic, the big old school biplanes, or it's a talent and an exciting visual that I don't know that anything else can ever replace.
Yeah, you know, it is. There's something so unique about what we do. And, you know, I think we all have unique gifts and talents. And, you know, mine might be a little more unique because less people do it. But the reality is we all have different gifts and talents. And we really love what we do. And we hope that comes across in all of our performances, that that people see that we really get joy out of what we do. I think it's so important that whatever we choose as an occupation, that we love it.
Do you bring I'm sorry. I was going to ask you, do you bring the Wheel of Death with you when you go to Silver Dollar City?
So the Wheel of Death won't be there this season. We're working on some big stuff for the future right now, and hopefully in the next several years we will. This will mainly focus, well, actually we'll have a little bit of everything for everybody in the family. From we have an amazing hula hoop artist who does things that are impossible with a hula hoop. We have an amazing roller skating act. We're a couple. A lot of stuff that you've seen on America's Got Talent, you'll see in this performance. My wife's doing an amazing aerial display with someone that she mentored, which I'm extremely excited about. She's premiering that there. And of course, we will be doing a performance on the High Wire, and we have some very exciting special stuff planned for this summer on the Wire as well that we're training for as we speak.
And the last question, I was thinking as I watched this Wheel of Death, that's why I was bringing it up, is I just thought, man, this guy is as good as it gets. At some point, somebody in Hollywood movies, like you must have consulted movies for people to show them, or at least been a stuntman or done something for them, even if it wasn't as Nick Willenda as some other situation, because who else are you going to go to if you need this kind of knowledge?
Yeah, you know, I do a decent amount of consulting, that's for sure. I, again, just blessed beyond my wildest dreams. I grew up as a circus performer, which, to be honest, is my passion, but it's turned into so much more. And it's just been such an exciting career up until now, and it's not going to stop anytime soon, at least the way I see it.
Yeah, it'd be great, man. I can only imagine. I hope one day there's a Willenda Walls Museum, and you know, because I love old school circus memorabilia and just that lifestyle, that nomadic lifestyle, and it's a whole nother thing, man. Very romantic.
Yeah,
to me.
It is, and again, I'm just excited to be able to continue to do it and carry on this incredible legacy, and to be able to do it again at Silver Dollar City, you know, the greatest place on earth for families, in my opinion. Just
sure,
I absolutely love it there.
Yeah, no, I went there as a kid, but I'll go back as an adult. It'll be super fun. All right, Nick, always good to hear your voice. Can't wait to see you. He's going to be there. It's just from June to July 24th. Hold on, stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.